Wow. That's the answer I like to hear.
So how are you today?
今天好吗?
I know you already shook hands with the people around, but I still want you to turn around and tell him and smile. Because there's a power in the words. So I'm so happy to see you.
我知道你已经跟对旁边的人已经早安了。
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm so happy to see you.
你现在跟你旁边的人说非常高兴看到你。
You have to mean it. And then you have to say, may the Lord bless you. Look at his eyes, please.
然后你看着他的眼睛说神祝福你。
Amen.And another person has to say Amen.
那另外那个人要说 Amen.
Amen. Is that true?
We 这是真的吗?
There's a power in our words.
我们说话的，我们的话语是有能力的。
I know today's weather is cloudy, you know.
我知道今天天气不是那么明媚。
It's not that sunny.
你没有那么阳光普照。
But when we start a day.
但是当我们开始新的一天。
Very positive.
我们要非常的正面的去
开 because we have a positive God.
因为我们有一个正面的神
even the world is so sinful, so difficult.
即便世界是非常的沮丧黑暗
He still come to save us.
他仍然来到我们当中救我们
Just now we sing a song, Happy Day.
我们刚刚唱了一首诗歌叫 Happy Day.
How many of you feel today is the Happy Day?
我们多少人觉得今天是 Happy Day?
Praise the Lord.
我们感谢神。
Because He's the Lord.
因为他是神。
There's a hope.
那是有希望的。
Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord is here.
神今天与我们同在。
He promised two or three get together in His name.
他说两三个人聚集在一起，奉他的名。
He will be in our midst.
他就与我们同在。
Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to wait. He's here.
我们不需要等待，他已经与我们同在了。
May the Lord encourage us.
愿神来鼓励我们。
This is a time people need encouragement. Amen.
这个时间正是需要鼓励的时候。
How many of you know I need encouragement?
多少人觉得我需要鼓励
？So when I speak to you, you look at me, you smile, you encourage me.
那我当我来讲你，你要看着我，你要跟我微笑，那你就鼓励我了。
That's what I learned from a very seasoned, experienced pastor. He say that.
我是跟一个非常有经验的牧师学的，他是这么跟我说。
That's what he said. You know, how can you encourage your speaker?
他说如何去鼓励你的讲员。
It doesn't just limit it to pastors, any speaker.
不是牧师而已，任何讲员。
You just look at him.
你要看着他。
And smile.
笑一笑。
And nod.
点一点头。
Not dozing, you know.
不是睡觉的那个点头。
And then he become very excited.
那然后这个讲员就非常的兴奋。
Even he doesn't have much confidence in his speech, but he become excited. He say, look at me and say, yeah, yeah.
即便他没有太多自信心，但是他看了会众看着他微笑点头，他就觉得被鼓励到。
I remember 10 or 15 years back.
我记得十到十五年前。
We had a joint service with an African American Church.
那时我们跟黑人的教会有一些联合的聚会。
I was the speaker.
我是当时的讲员。
I was very nervous.
我非常的紧张。
You know, English is not my mother tongue.
因为我的英文不是我的第一语言，不是我的母语。
It's my first time I go to an African American Church.
那时是我第一次去黑人教会。
Wow, they had a very good culture.
他们的文化是非常好
Very affirming
非常的被鼓励
Whatever you say, they say Amen, Hallelujah
你说什么他们说 Amen, Hallelujah
So I feel so thrilled
所以我就觉得非常感觉很好
So anointed
我觉得好像很有恩膏
Because you feel people agree with you
因为人都同意我讲的
I need your help today too
所以我今天需要你的帮忙
Can you say Amen?
你可以说 Amen 吗
That will be louder, Amen? Amen That's very important.
非常重要的。
Also, the words "Hallelujah" is very important.
还有那个"Hallelujah" 这个也是非常重要。
I'd like to share with you.
我要跟你分享。
If you start a day,
如果你开始你的新的一天
，you feel you have morning blue.
如果你觉得早上起来好像不是非常的振作
，some people have morning blue every day.
有人每天早上起来都有这个早上忧郁。
I share your secret.
我跟你分享一个秘密。
You just say, Hallelujah.
你就说 Hallelujah.
Five times.
五次。
Loud.
大声的。
I tell you, there's no blue.
那就没有忧郁了。
There'll be morning joy.
那就变成早上的喜乐。
Do you know why?
知道为什么吗
？Because when you say Hallelujah, that means praise the Lord.
因为当你说 Hallelujah 的时候，就是赞美神。
You exalt the Lord.
你高举神。
He comes.
他就来了。
When he comes,
当他来的时候
all the blue will be gone.
所有的忧郁都会离开。
I tried that in Maui Island when I went to vacation.
我去 Hawaii, 那个度假的时候就试过了。
One morning,
有一天早上
we supposed to go to the, farmer market.
我跟我太太本来要去那个农，那个市场里面看一看。
But somehow I feel depressed.
但是我早上起来就觉得很忧郁。
That's very strange.
就很奇怪。
In Maui Island.
在 Hawaii 耶。
With my wife.
跟我太太耶。
So I say I decide to change this.
我就觉得哦，我不要这样子，我要改变。
I say Hallelujah.
我就说 Hallelujah.
Very loud.
非常大声的。
Just one time.
就一次。
Instantly, my spirit, my mood change.
我就感觉到我的灵突然间被改变。
Because Lord Jesus came to my car.
因为主耶稣来到我所在的地方。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是很美好吗
？Instantly.
就立刻的。
Because I mean it.
因为我讲的时候是我真心的。
I want to be happy that day.
我那天很想很快乐，很喜乐。
Amen. So you can try that.
所以你也可以试试看。
Let's try now.
可以，现在就试试看。
One time.
一次。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Not yet. 1, 2, 3. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah! I'm louder than you. Okay. I got a microphone. I got a computer.
他大声一点是因为他有麦克风。
Praise the Lord.
感谢我们的神。
We, in this new series of sermon,
我们在这个新的讲道当中
We try to know the Lord Jesus' authority.
我们来学习认识主耶稣的权柄。
That's very important.
那是非常重要的。
In other words, we try to learn Jesus is in control.
换句话说，我们是要学习耶稣是掌权。
Is that important?
这是重要的吗
？We in a time it seems like nothing can be controlled.
我们活在一个时代，好像我们没有任何事情是我们可以掌权的。
In last two times we learn about Jesus' authority over the nature, over Satan and demons.
上两个礼拜我们学习到耶稣的权柄是胜过死亡。胜过自然，胜过撒旦跟邪灵。
Yeah. Today we continue to learn the Lord Jesus' authority over death.
我们今天更加的学习说主耶稣的权柄是胜过死亡的。
I'd like to invite all of us to read the scripture.
我们一起来读神的话。
It's bilingual again.
这也是双语的。
You read
多语。
Whatever the part you recognize.
你看到看懂什么就读什么。
How about let's arise and read.
我们站起来读神的话。
Okay, let's start.
好，开始。
耶稣回来的时候，众人迎接他。
还有一节吧。
Okay, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
，We need you.
我们需要你。
May you speak to us.
你今天与我们说话。
Right now.
现在。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. You may be seated.
你请坐。
I just pray.
我在祷告。
May today's message speak to you.
今天愿今天的讲道，神透过今天的讲道与你说话。
I like you to open your heart, your spirit.
我邀请你敞开你的心。
To receive.
来接受。
To interact with the scriptures.
来学习跟这个经文有互动。
And let the Spirit speak to you.
让神的灵对你说话。
Sometime before this incident.
所以我们在讲故事的背景，在今天读这段经文之前，
Jesus took initiative to go across the lake of Galilee to save a demon-possessed man in the other side of the lake.
主耶稣主动的带门徒过加利利海之后，他就医治了一个被鬼附的格拉森人。
In due process, we have learned that Lord Jesus has authority over the nature. He calmed the storm with his words.
在这个当中，我们学习到主耶稣的权柄是超自然的。他以自己的话语平静了风浪。
I just wonder, Dan, you cover that, right? Over the nature, okay? I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Because Jesus slept in the boat, right? Remember that story?
因为当时在过加利利海的时候，耶稣在船上睡了，记得吗？
So after that, he went to other side of the lake. He has the authority of Satan demon. So he freed a man who possessed with 6,000 demons.
所以过了海以后，他释放医治释放了一个被6,000只鬼所附的人。
Why did Jesus went all the way to save that demon possessed man?
为什么耶稣翻山越海就为了医治那个被鬼附的人呢？
Why did he do so?
为什么？ (笑)这位姊妹说，因为神爱他。
Do you get understand what my question was?
你明白我的问题吗？
Oh, look at me, puzzle.
你怎么看着我都不懂的样子。为什么耶稣这么做呢？
Because Jesus loved that man.
因为耶稣爱那个人。
Went all the way.
他从老远的过去。
Across the lake.
过了海。
Almost drowned.
去了一个偏僻的地方。
Hit by the storm.
过海的时候又有风浪。
Also, a sacrifice of 3,000 pigs.
还有3,000猪被杀了。
Because he loved.
因为他爱这个人。
Because Jesus loved you and me.
因为耶稣爱你跟我。
He brought you here this morning.
他今天早上吸引你来到这里。
He cared for you.
他关注你。
And Jesus manifests God, who God is.
耶稣也彰显了他彰显了神的属性。
That's why Gospel John chapter 1 verse 18 says, No one has ever seen God, but the one and the only Son who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father has made him known.
也因为因此这样子，约翰福音第一章第十八节就说到，从来没有人见过神，只有在父怀里的独生子把他彰显出来。
Today through His church,
今天耶稣透过神的教会
，You and me,
就是你跟我
，Continue to reach out to people.
他仍然主动的触摸人
，To heal, deliver them, and lead them into the kingdom of God.
来做医治释放的工作，而且把人带到神国里面。
That's why we are here today.
这就是我们在今天在这里的原因。
At the Richmond Annex.
在 Richmond Annex.
Amen. That's why we are here.
这是我们在这里的原因。
There's a mission.
我们有一个使命。
This morning we will follow the Lord Jesus' footstep, recording Luke chapter 8.
今天早上我们愿意跟随主耶稣的脚步，正如在路加福音里面所记载的。
He has returned from the other side of the lake.
他从格拉森回到加利利的时候。
He back to the Galilee.
回到加利利的时候。
There was a large crowd waiting and welcoming him.
有一大群人正等候着他，欢迎他。
That was the story's background.
这就是故事的背景。
Then we see there's a crisis sandwiched in with an urgent need.
那我们就在这里看到有一个危机中夹着一个急需。
Verse 41-42 say, Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house.Because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying.
就在41到42节的时候，这里说，那时有一个人来了，名叫耶鲁，他是一位会堂主管，他夫妇在耶稣脚前求他往他家里去，因为他的独生女约12岁，快要死了。
Here is a crisis.
是我们看到一个危机。
A synagogue leader.
一个会堂的主管
，a community leader，
他是一个社区的领袖。
His only daughter who was 12 years old，
他的独生女才12岁
，was dying，
他快要死了。
He need help，
他需要帮助。
He came to Jesus，
他就来到耶稣前面前。
He kneeled down before Jesus，
他来到耶稣前伏伏在地。
Asked him to go to heal his daughter，
求他往他家里去来医治他的女儿。
It was very crowded.
那个时候非常拥挤。
In the ancient city, those streets are very crowded, very small. So Jesus was so crowded by the people.
当时的时代跟背景，那些街道都是非常狭窄的，有这么多的人，所以非常的拥挤。
Just like any major metropolitan city in Asia.
如果你有去过亚洲城市，你就知道拥挤是什么一回事。
Major, you go there, the people always surround you, press you.
你会看到所有人都在你旁边，非常拥挤。
Then there was a woman among the people.
就在这个时候，就有一个女人。
She had a physical problem.
她有一个病，她身体上有一个病。
Namely, is bleeding for 12 years.
是患了血漏病。
This was a long-term suffering for her.
他对抗这个长久的慢性病一段很长久的时间了。
It's a long-term suffering.
非常长，12年。
Why did you say that?
为什么这么说呢？
First of all, her bleeding make her ceremonially unclean.
首先看到她的血漏病是让她在患病的日子里是不洁净的，根据旧约的条例说。
She was not allowed to take any part in temple worship or the like.
在旧约的条例里面，这个女人在患病的时候是不允许进入圣殿的。
In today, she is not allowed to come to worship service.
就好像说今天她不允许来到我们当中敬拜神。
She was unclean.
她因为她不洁。
Because bleeding.
因为她有血漏。
Worse than that.
更糟糕的是。
She need to avoid people.
她需要避开人。
Because her uncleanness was readily communicable to others.
因为她的不洁，别人碰到她的时候也会变成不洁。
Even just by one touch.
就碰到也会不洁。
So in other words, it seems like she has a contagious disease.
就好像她有一个传染病一样。
So may I ask you, did she have a social life?
那你觉得她有一个社区生活吗？
No.
没有。
She had to live alone.
他要一个人被隔离的生活。
Worse than that，
更糟糕的。
In Mark chapter 5 verse 26，
在马可福音第五章第26节里面说
，Tell us the same story，
跟是同一个故事。
This woman has suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors， and has spent all she had， yet instead of getting better， she grew worse。
他那里讲到说，这个女人在好些医生手中受了许多的痛苦，又花尽了她一切所有的，不仅毫无起色，反而更加沉重。
This woman was at the bottom of her life.
这个女人在她人是在她人生的低谷。
In the valley, right?
是吗？
Do we have a time we are at the bottom of life?
我们有没有曾经走过人生的低谷呢
？I appreciate that Usher can turn on the lights. Today is kind of dark. There's a light. Hallelujah. You guys didn't smile at me. Make me nervous.
你没有对我，你没有对你的讲员微笑，你这样子会让我紧张。
We all go through valley, right?
我们每个人都会经历人生的低谷。
Very difficult.
非常的困难。
So this woman was very desperate.
所以这个女人她非常的她非常
无助。
无助。
Desperate and helpless.
她失落无助。
He came up behind Jesus.
这个人她就在后面挤来。
And touched the edge of Jesus cloak.
他就摸了一下耶稣的衣裳的角落。
And the scripture say immediately.
经文上就说马上。
Her bleeding stopped.
他的血就停住了。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很美好
？So desperate.
他非常的无助，非常的失落。
Hopeless.
没有盼望。
Helpless.
无助无奈。
She thought.
She thought
if I can touch Jesus, just one touch.
她就觉得说，如果我可以摸到耶稣
，I will be healed.
我就可以得医治。
That woman had faith.
这个女人是有信心的女人。
Even I don't know how much the faith was, but she had faith.
即便我不知道她的信心是多大，但是她是有信心的。
Amen. And the result was so exciting.
那个结果是非常的令人兴奋的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My friends,
我的朋友们
，I invite you to be engaged in this sermon.
我邀请你跟这我们今天的讲道有互动。
I know we all face difficult situations.
我知道我们都有低谷的时候。
But look at this story.
但是看看这个故事。
The Lord tried to speak to you right now.
神今天要跟你说话。
You need to touch Jesus.
你也来触摸耶稣。
Even just the edge of cloak.
就即便是他衣服的一角。
Not even the body of Jesus.
也不是耶稣他的身体，只是他衣服。
Instantly she was healed.
他就马上得医治。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to have breakthrough.
我们需要突破。
Dear brother and sister, I speak to your spirit. We need to have breakthrough.
我跟你说，你需要突破。
Doesn't matter the circumstance.
不，没有那个环境是没有关系的。
We constantly look at ourselves.
我们经常就看着我们自己。
Look at the circumstance.
我们就看着环境。
We have limited resources.
就是说我们没有足够的资源。
I have no connection.
我没有认识人。
I lack this. I lack that. I lack everything.
我喜欢这个，我喜欢那个，我什么都喜欢。
Look at that woman.
但是看看这个女人
，She had nothing. She has
她什么都没有。
Came to the end of the rope.
她就来到人生的尽头。
But she even didn't touch Jesus' body. She didn't.
她也没有碰到耶稣的身体。
She just touched Jesus' clothes, the garment, the cloak, the edge.
她只是碰到耶稣的衣服而已。
I think that's wonderful.
那是非常好的。
But Jesus didn't let her go.
但是耶稣没有让她就这样子过去了。
It was very interesting. It was very interesting to see that Jesus asked a very interesting questions.
很有趣，我们看一下耶稣问什么问题。
Jesus asked, "Who touched me?"
耶稣问说，摸我的是谁
？Well, you know, somebody respond right away.
那个时候就有人马上回应他。
Big gun, Peter.
就是彼得。
Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you, and you ask, who touched you? So many touched you, and why did you ask such dumb questions?
Peter,
the Bible doesn't read that way.
彼得说：主啊，众人都在拥挤你。换句话说，你问谁摸了你，这不是很明显吗？这是很愚蠢的问题。但是圣经上，但是没有在后面这么说。
I believe Peter really complained his heart. Say, why did you ask that kind of question? I thought you are my master.
即便圣经上没有这么写啊，但是我在猜，那彼得当时就心里就会有这个疑问。
Jesus was operating in the spirit realm.
耶稣是在灵里面运行的。
When someone being healed touched his clothes, he sensed the power went out.
因为当这个女人摸到她的衣服的时候，她感觉有能力从她身上出去了。
Which means healing was so real.
就是说，换句话说，这个医治是非常的真实。
Isn't that true? It's so real.It's not psychologically, oh, I feel better, I touch his clothes, so I feel much better. No, there's a power came upon that woman.
这不是想想而已的，是真的，这个医治是真的，是不是说摸摸他就觉得，哦，我好一点了，心理上好一点。
Isn't that true also with our condition?
这不是也是我们今天的情况一样吗？
When we ask the Lord, we pray for something.
当我们求问神，我们来到他面前祷告的时候，
We want the Lord to help us.
我们想要神来帮助我们。
And the Lord told us something.
然后神就跟我们说一些话。
We don't want to follow.
我们就不想去跟随那个那些话。
Why did you say who touched you? That's a dumb question.
就说为什么你要问这个愚蠢的问题呢？谁摸我这个问题？
Jesus wasn't dumb.
但是耶稣当然不是愚蠢的。
He knew.
他知道
the power went out.
他知道他的能力从他身上出去了。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
May I ask you a question?
可以问你一个问题。
Did Jesus know who has touched him?
你觉得耶稣知道谁摸他了吗？
Yeah, I agree with you. But why did he ask?
但是为什么他问呢？
Why he didn't want to save this woman's face? You know, that's uncleanness. And she has to come out to expose herself.
为什么耶稣要把这个女人所做的事情曝光呢？为什么不给她留个面子，让她过去就算了？
You all smile at me. I need an answer.
你都跟我微笑，但是我需要答案。
Because Jesus want to restore her, right?
因为耶稣希望要恢复这个女人。
Even though she was healed secretly, because she just by touch Jesus, edge of cloth.
即便她得到医治，但是没有人知道她得到医治，因为她摸了耶稣的衣服。
Because according to Jewish law, she's not supposed to mingle with anyone.
因为在旧约的条例里说，她是不应该在社会的场合里面的，她是不洁的。
So Jesus wants to restore her publicly. Everybody can see she is clean right now. She can go back with any one of you. She's okay.
所以耶稣要把这个恢复这个女人的这个生活模式恢复，让她从不洁里面成为新的。
Also, Jesus wants to restore her spiritually.
耶稣也要来在她灵里面被更新。
Because he said, daughter, your faith heal you. Go in peace.
耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信使你痊愈了，平安的回去吧。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很好？
Isn't that crucial for a person? The healer said, I'm okay now. You can go in peace. And also he explained to her why she has been healed.
耶稣也跟他解释为什么他被得医治了。
What a happy day for the woman.
这个对这个女人来说真的是一个美好的一天。
I believe that woman is here today.
我相信那个女人今天也在这里。
If she is here today,
如果她今天在这里的话，
and worship with us,
她跟我们一同敬拜神的话，
when she was singing the happy day, it's very different from ours.
当他在跟我们敬拜，他唱 Happy Day 的那首歌的时候，跟我们的反应是不一样的。
She will jump and jump Happy Day because it's so real Happy Day.
他就会一直跳。
Amen.
因为耶稣对他是真实的。
I try to communicate to you is miracle is a real thing.
我要跟你说，就是神迹是真实的。
When Jesus heal you, He heal you indeed.
当耶稣来医治你的时候，他是真正的来医治。
It's not maybe, perhaps.
不是说有可能，也许。
Because there's a power left Him and come unto you.
因为那个能力从他身上出来，就来到你身上
了。The Bible says, "Anyone's in Christ." He is a new creation. All has gone, new has come.
圣经上说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Not only healing is real, a conversion, a true conversion is real too.
不单医治是真实的，这个重生的得救，生命的转化也是真实的。
When you truly receive Jesus into your life as a Savior and the Lord, your life going to go through a transformation.
当你接受主耶稣来到你生命，做你生命的主的时候，你的生命将会有一个很大的改变。
Amen. That's why we have a lot of testimony, a lot of story among us, right, to share how God has changed me.
这也之所以我们当中要有见证，就是来见证神如何改变他的生命。
Isn't that exciting?
这是不是很美？
God already transformed most of us here already. You already experienced that journey.
我们也经历过神怎么来改变我们的生命在这里。
I have to proceed quickly.
我要快点了。
In the meantime,
在这个同时
while Jesus was still speaking, interact with this woman,
耶稣还在讲话的时候，
the bad news came.
就坏消息来了。
Someone from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader, say, "Your daughter is dead. Don't bother the teacher anymore."
有人就从会堂主管家里出来说，你的女儿死了，不必再劳动老师了。
This whole scene was intense.
这个时候，这个整个环境
是很紧张的。
是很紧张的。
It's a very tense story.
是很紧凑，这个故事很紧凑。
A community leader's daughter was dying.
这个会堂的主管，他的女儿要死了。
Ask Jesus to go there, heal her as soon as possible.
求耶稣来他家，来快点来救他。
Jesus was stuck on I-80 traffic jam.
耶稣他去他家的时候，在路上被遇到很多车。
He cannot move.
他在八十号公路上遇到很多塞车。
In the meantime, there was a woman have urgent need, ask Jesus help. She even didn't say a word.
在路上的时候，有一个有病的女人来到他面前，也需要他的帮忙。
Jesus took time to interact with that woman.
耶稣就花时间去帮助这个女人。
Jairus was there.
这个会堂主管当时也在那里。
If you were Jairus, how did you feel?
如果你是那个会堂主管，你会怎么有什么感想呢？
Come on,
快点啊！
Come on,
快点啊！
Heal my daughter first.
你要赶快来救我的女儿啊！
Come back, deal with this woman later.
这个女人慢慢再说吧。
Because she already been bleeding for 12 years.
那她都漏了12年的血了，那等多一点怎么样啊？
My daughter was dying.
我的女儿快要死了。
But Jesus still take time to help that woman.
但是耶稣还是花时间去帮这个女人。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Of course, Jesus is love.
当然，耶稣是爱她。
Because Jesus was in control.
那是因为耶稣掌权。
Amen. I feel the Lord want me to share with you today.
我觉得神要跟我要我跟你分享。
Maybe you ask the Lord to help you to deliver you from certain circumstance.
也许你有祷告神说神来帮助你某个情况。
But you keep on waiting.
但你等啊，你等啊。
It seems like Jesus still doing other things.
你怎么好感觉耶稣还在做别的事情
？Come on, hurry up!
快啊，赶快！
I'm dying. My situation is so bad.
我的情况非常糟，
help、
赶快来，
me right now.
现在就帮我。
And finally, the bad news came.
然后最终这个坏消息要来了。
I don't know how Jairus feel.
我不知道这个会堂主管感觉是怎么样。
My daughter was dead.
有人跟他说，我的女儿死了。
Jesus disagreed with that report.
但是耶稣不同意这个讲法。
He said, "Don't be afraid."
他就跟他说，不要怕。
Just believe.
只要信。
And she will be healed.
她必得痊愈.
Is that wonderful?
是不是很好?
I want to speak to you this morning.
我今天要早上跟你说,
Every one of you.
每个人,
I speak to myself.
我也跟我自己说,
Don't be afraid.
不要怕,
Don't be afraid.
不要怕,
Just believe in Jesus.
只要相信主耶稣,
He is in control.
他掌权,
He will heal you.
祂会让我们得医治,
He will deliver you from whatever the situation is.
祂会释放我们,
If you agree, say amen.
如果你同意就说阿们,
amen.
Amen.
That's very important.
这非常重要啊,
You're not listening to a lecture.
你不是在听课,
You listen to God's servant to speak to you. He's trying to have a message for you today.
你在听神的话, 神要对你说话,
When you agree in your spirit,
如果你灵里同意,
You've already been delivered.
你就已经不得医治了,
from the failure and being defeated. Amen. Today in America we need a hope.
今天在美国我们需要盼望,
True hope is Jesus Christ.
真正的盼望是耶稣,
Who is the Lord indeed?
耶稣就是神,
Jesus, Jesus can tell Jairus, say, oh, don't worry, don't be afraid, you know, she will be healed. But the result is she's still dead. What's good about that?
耶稣可以跟他说, 没有关系, 他会好的, 但是结果还是这个女儿已经死了。
But Jesus went.
但是耶稣还是去了。
Went to Jairus' house.
他去了主管的家。
Jesus was very considerate and wise.
他非常的考虑周到。
You know, the situation was chaotic.
因为当时的情况非常的乱。
Jairus was the community leader.
这个人耶鲁他是会堂主管也是社区领袖。
Many people were there.
很多人都在。
They were weeping, crying. Oh, what's this happen? Oh, so noisy.
他们在哭啊，在痛哭，号在叫啊，就在痛苦的时候很吵。
The atmosphere wasn't good.
这个情况看不好，气氛不是很好。
The spirit was not good.
那个当中的灵也不是非常好。
Very negative.
非常的负面。
Complaining.
在绝望的当中。
There was no faith there.
在没有信心。
Jesus was very wise.
耶稣非常的有智慧。
He only allowed Peter, John, James went into the room with him.
他只允许他身边的门徒跟他进他的房间。
Also, that Jairus and his wife.
还有这个会堂的主管，还有他的。
Only five of them allowed to go into the room with him.
就是耶稣跟他三个门徒，还有这个女孩的父母以外。 都没有人进到他的屋子里。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
We want the Lord to heal us.
我们希望神医治我们。
We need have faith.
我们需要有信心。
The spiritual atmosphere has to be changed.
属灵的空气需要被改变。
Amen. It's not negative.
不可以负面的。
Cannot just, oh, I wish you can heal me.
不是说我 我真希望你可以医治我。
Also, the reason Jesus went into the room, he didn't allow other people, because he wanted to have a quiet place. When the daughter recovers, she has some private time to cope with, right?
她进去她的屋子里没有允许其他人进去，是因为当这个女孩恢复的时候，也可以有一些空间，不会被众目睽睽之下。
I just feel Jesus had high EQ.
我觉得耶稣情商真是高。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神啊。
He's so considerate and wise.
他真是有智慧，也考虑周到。
Amen. Even in the midst of performing this great miracle, he thought through whole things.
虽然在这么乱的情况下，他在医治帮助一个人，他也想到所有的事情。
So Jesus says something to those people surround. He says, stop wailing. She's not dead, but asleep.
所以在这个时候众人都在痛哭哀嚎，耶稣就对他们说，不要哭，她不是死了，而是睡着了。
What did Jesus mean?
他这个是什么意思呢?
Jesus didn't know she was truly dead.
耶稣不知道她真的死了吗?
Because what is death to man is no more than sleep for Jesus.
那是因为人的死亡对耶稣来说只不过是睡着而已。
Because in the New Testament, believers are never said to die, but to sleep.
因为在新约里，信徒是说他们不会死，是睡着了。
Did those people accept Jesus coming?
那些人他们欢迎耶稣来吗？
They laugh at Jesus.
他们都在嘲笑他。
He didn't know she already dead. That's the update situation.
他们都说怎么这个耶稣都不知道这个女孩已经死了。
Then Jesus took the girl by the hand and said, "My child, get up."
然后耶稣进去拉着女孩的手，对她说：“孩子，起来。”
Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up.
这个女孩的灵魂就回来了，她就立刻起来。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很美好？
But you say, Pastor, it is wonderful, but it was then. It was a story. It was sometime in the. It happened sometime in the past.
你可能会说，但是牧师啊，这个是一个这么老远的故事，这么久以前。
How does that relate to me?
跟我有什么关系啊？
How does that relate to us today?
跟我们今天有什么关系呢？
Can Jesus heal today?
耶稣可以医治吗？今天？
May I ask you, can Jesus heal today?
我要问你，今天耶稣要会医治吗？
It's no conviction. Does Jesus heal today? A lot of people read Bibles. Oh, it's so nice. You know, wonderful Lord.
有很多人读圣经就说。
But it was in the past.
很多人读圣经说啊，真好啊，但是已经在过去了。
是不是啊？
不是。
Speak in tongue. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what Bible says.
耶稣是昨日今日到永远都是一样的。
Jesus still heals today.
耶稣今天仍然医治。
He even can raise the dead today.
他今天也可以让死人复活。
So what are the lessons?
所以我们今天要学的功课是什么？
Yes, you didn't show my wonderful outline. Yeah, at least to the lessons.Okay. The lesson number one.
第一，我们要学的功课。
We need to know and believe the Lord Jesus' authority over illness and death.
在我们的灵里面，我们需要知道并相信耶稣的权柄是胜过疾病和死亡的。
Sure, translate for me. In our spirit, we need to believe that.
在我们的灵里，我们需要相信。这是非常重要的。
It's not just mentally head knowledge. I know, I know.
这不是说我的脑袋里的知识，我知道，我知道而已。
You need a heart conviction.
这是一个心理的一个认知。
How can we have that?
我们要怎么才可以有这个呢？
You yourself need to experience healing.
你自己需要经历。
Amen.
医治。
That will be in the small group discussion. You yourself will share that, or you don't believe that you share that too.
在小组里面，你们就分享你们被医治的过程，或者如果你不相信医治，你也分享你的见解。
Lesson number two.
第二。
The key to receive Jesus' healing and deliverance is our faith in Him.
经历主耶稣的医治和释放，我们对他的信心是关键。
He is the Lord of all.
他是万有的主。
In Him, nothing is impossible.
在他里面没有难成的事。
How did Jesus respond to that woman?
耶稣是怎么回应那个女人的？
He said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace."
他说，女儿，你的信使你痊愈了，平安的去吧。
Also, he tried to comfort Jairus.
他也安慰耶鲁这个会堂主管。
He said, "Don't be afraid."
他说，不要怕。
Just believe.
只要信。
And she will be healed.
她会被医治的。
So faith in Jesus is the key to receive His healing and deliverance.
所以我们对耶稣有信心，这就是关键。这个关键是让我们可以经历神的医治。
How can we increase our faith in Jesus?
我们要如何让我们的信心更多呢？
How can we do that?
我们要如何去做？
We need to know Him more, right?
我们需要更多的来认识他。
We need the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth and reality of Jesus Christ to us. Amen.
我们需要圣灵更多的来彰显神对我们的心意。
Lesson number three.
第三。
I kind of get a signal. I need to conclude this message soon. Lesson number three.
第三，当学的功课。
The Lord Jesus has authority over illness and death.
主耶。
And our authority over illness and death is proportional to our obedience to His authority.
主耶稣有胜过疾病与死亡的权柄。我们胜过疾病与死亡的权柄，与我们顺服神的权柄是成正比的。
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Not only Jesus has authority over illness and death, we also have authority.
不单主耶稣有胜过疾病和死亡的权柄，我们也有胜过疾病和死亡的权柄。
Sometimes there's the spirit of death came to our heart.
有时候好像有一个死亡的灵进入我们心里面。
Many people today have the suicidal thought.
今天有很多人他们会想要自杀的念头。
You need to rebuke that.
你要阻挡这个。
Amen. You say, Pastor Joseph, where did you get to say we also have authority over illness and death?
你说牧师你怎么说我们也有胜过疾病和死亡的权柄呢？
It recorded in Luke chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
在路加福音第八章第一到第二节。
Over there, Jesus sent out the 12 disciples.
那个时候，耶稣就让他十二个门徒出去。
He said, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure disease. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
当时耶稣他让十二个门徒 把耶稣的权柄交给这十二门徒、当让他们出去医病赶鬼。
So Jesus sent out his disciples to do the same thing he has done. Amen.
所以耶稣也让他十二个门徒到 做他自己所能做的。
Our church name called Great Commission.
我们的教会名字叫大使命。
What is the Great Commission?
大使命是什么呢？
Let me share with you a joke with you. One time I was talking to a stranger.
让我跟你分享一个趣味。有一次我跟一个我不认识的人在讲话。
He said, what are you doing? He asked me.
他问我说你是做什么的。
I said, I'm a minister, I'm a pastor.
我就跟他说我是一个牧师。
He asked me, what's your church name?
他就问我说你的教会名字叫什么。
I said, Great Commission.
我跟他说叫大使命。
And he asked me, what's the percentage of the Great Commission?
他就问我说
多少 percent
有多少 percent
他以为那个是收经济的收钱的 But we have different great commission
但是我们的使命不一样
Our great commission go and make disciple all nation right
我们的使命是要去去万国让所有人成为耶稣的门徒
Jesus said that all the authority in heaven on earth and beneath already been given to meTherefore, go and make disciples all nations.
耶稣说天上地下的权柄都已经给了我所以你们去让万民成为我的门徒。
So if we go,
所以如果我们去
and obey,
我们顺服神
Jesus' authority also in us.
耶稣的权柄也可以来到我们当中。
Amen? So it's biblical.
这是根据有圣经根据的。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's conclude here tentatively.
我们现在就暂时结束。
Because we will have small group discussion.
我们会等一下会有小组的分享。
I invite all of you stay because those will deal with the question I asked just now.
我邀请你们留下来讨论。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
we thank you your presence here.
感谢你的同在。
May you lead us.
求你来带领我们。
To know the truth.
来认识真理
The truth will set us free.
因为真理让我们得自由
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, sorry.